Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the second part of our conversation with Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Representative Cindy Axne.
Now, in terms of this, it's not directly part of the Senate's infrastructure negotiations, but, you know, how does this fit in with the overall ongoing discussions about infrastructure? And is there anything you feel like that there might be missing?
Yeah, so here's where my take in all this is. As I mentioned, we do a 5-year reauthorization of this. Why? Because it's like maintaining your house, or you got to patch the hole in your roof. You've got to replace the siding if it's rotting out, or you know that things are just going to get worse, right? And it's going to cost you a lot more money. Same thing with our surface transportation in this country. This is what this does. It literally is just the account that keeps us safe and healthy when it comes to the baseline transportation that people use. Now, an infrastructure bill is going to be much broader than that because it's necessary. You know, this really doesn't get to where we need to be when it comes to as much support for, you know, airports. Doesn't hit our locks and dams, which are a big issue in Iowa that we need to address. It doesn't, you know, hit some of the things that need to be built. It certainly doesn't address broadband, or what I will definitely call infrastructure, child care, because if you can't find a place for your child, you can't get to a job. So that's strapping our families. So the infrastructure bill that's being worked on in the Senate, and of course the House as well, but the Senate put forth a first attempt, is meant to address the other bigger pieces of infrastructure that have long been forgotten in this country. And things like, you know, our Amtrak that comes here to Iowa and updating parts of that, for example. So there's a lot to be done for our schools, for housing, et cetera, when it comes to infrastructure. And that's what the additional bill will be focused on. Pieces that enhance the social fabric, the economy, and the ability for people to get to and from business, et cetera, in this country will be part of another larger infrastructure package.
Now, it looks like you will be holding a press conference to talk about the expanded child tax credit that was passed through the American Rescue Plan and is actually set to begin later this month. Would you just want to highlight some of those benefits that that's going to provide for people?
Sure. So what happened was the American Rescue Plan that we signed off on in March increased the child tax credit to $3,000 per child. Or if you have a child that's under 6, that's $3,600. It's fully refundable. It made 17-year-olds eligible because the families who have 17-year-olds know that they're no less expensive than a 3-year-old. And what the best thing that it did, it made it more payable and more frequent in advance. So what's happening is people are able to get a monthly payment, $300 per child starting July 15th, and get the money up front as opposed to seeing it as a tax write-off at the back end. Any parent out there listening to this knows right now exactly what I know, that burdens that working families face when balancing one or maybe even two jobs and caring for their children is pretty extensive. And the child tax credit will help cover the costs from child care to back to school supplies. So this is a really great opportunity for our families. I've heard from I can't tell you how many people already who've said, thank you for doing this, because we need the money now, not when we're doing our taxes a year from now.
Now, another piece of legislation that you are working with in tandem with some other representatives is the Americans Giving Care to Elders Act, which would provide tax credits of up to $1,200 to taxpayers. Now, can you just talk a little bit on why you want to focus on those that are providing that elder care?
So one of the biggest things that we face here in Iowa is we have an older population, and we have a lot of folks who want to age in their home, which is great, and they want to be around, you know, their family. Well, this costs a lot of money. We just talked about the cost of childcare, which is just really high, but it costs a heck of a lot of money to support, you know, our older relatives. In many cases, this also means leaving the workforce at a higher earning time. You might be taking care of a spouse who's, you know, late 50s, early 60s, who has, you know, onset of health issues. And that's right when you're making your higher earnings and you pull yourself out. So we've got a sandwich generation here in many cases that are taking care of their older parents or a spouse, sometimes their children, sometimes their grandchildren. And honestly, they're being boxed in on both sides when it comes to funding. This allows folks to write off $1,200 to cover the expenses related to caring for an older relative or a significant relationship. It goes up to households earning up to $120,000, and it fully phases out with incomes over $200,000. So this is for folks who really are, you know, just trying to working class families, and to put a little money in their pockets to help them cover the cost of that care. Things like adult daycare services, personal care. These are expenses that families just expend out of their own pockets. And it's really costing not just them, but our economy, because it's money that they can't spend out at the store that they used to. It's spent doing other things. And now we need to shore them up a little bit so that they can actually boost their families and their communities.
So just kind of one last question here, Congresswoman. I know we've talked a lot about infrastructure. Now, you recently announced more than $24 million for runway construction, including here at the Perry Municipal Airport. Now, can you just talk a little bit about how the Perry Airport was awarded more than $2 million to complete some work out there?
Yes, it's very exciting. We received a grant for the Department of Transportation for the airport. As you mentioned, it's $2,202,000, I believe, slightly over that. And then it will help complete the fourth phase of construction and the shifting of a 4,000-foot runway. So, you know, it will help get planes up and down safer, keep people safer on the ground as well. And we need the support. This is a really good example of why things like, you know, these grants for our smaller towns are so important. Perry can directly benefit economically as a result of this.
And that was our conversation with Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Representative Cindy Axney. You can find this story online at Raccoon Valley. Radio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.